USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting the Delta variant of the coronavirus that was initially identified in India now accounts for about 58% of all COVID-19 cases in the United States. The proportion was estimated at 31% for the 2 weeks prior. The Delta variant seems to be targeting unvaccinated or partially vaccinated folks. Heavy flooding in Germany has turned streams and streets into raging rivers, sweeping away cars and causing some buildings to collapse. Fatalities have been reported. The full extent of the damage in the region was still unclear after many villages were cut off by floodwaters and landslides that made roads impassable. Dick Tidrow, a former New York Yankees pitcher and longtime member of the San Francisco Giants front office, died suddenly Saturday in Lee's Summit, Missouri. He was 74. A former Marine, he attended high school and college in the East Bay suburb of Hayward, California. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have captured another strategic target as the terrorist organization continues their advance across the country. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The flag of Afghanistan was ripped from the pole at the main border crossing with Pakistan as Afghan forces fled or surrendered. Instead, the Taliban's white flag with a black Quranic verse was flying in its place. Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said Afghan forces continue to receive U.S. support.
They have the advantages. They have better capabilities than the Taliban in the air and on the ground, and they are certainly going to continue to have American support financially, logistically, and through assistance and maintenance.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
China's economic growth has slowed down, but it is reported 7.9% over a year earlier, making it a continued strong recovery from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be debated, let's get an update with where things stand now. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending. Something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.